Coming up next on Daddy on Board, we'll talk siblings without rivalries, a camera to keep you from running over your kids with your car. And do you know what's more dangerous than BPA? The BPA alternatives. All that and more coming up next. Our show sponsors Gazelle.com. Take over 250,000 different types of used consumer electronic goods off your hands. Get fast payment, fair prices, and free shipping when you visit our sponsors, Gazelle.com. They're the industry leaders when it comes to radar detection, and they're our show sponsors, Cobra Electronics. Find out more about their entire line of detectors, GPS navigation, CB radios, and a whole lot more when you visit their website, Cobra.com. Wireless technology truly is wireless when you visit our friends over at PowerMat Technologies. Discover all the different wireless charging solutions that await you when you visit our show sponsor at PowerMat.com. Parents, new and expectant, reluctant spouses, and baffled children, welcome to Daddy on Board, the number one parenting podcast in Bangladesh, Laos, and now Afghanistan. I am your host, Mike Quackenbush, podcaster, professional wrestler, and a variety of other things as well. Let's get into the news this week. Top story I've got for you about some major changes coming to vehicles in the near future. Here's some statistics for you. I'll lead with some statistics. How about that? Did you know that 2 children are killed and 50 injured every single week by vehicles being backed up over them? That's true. So says KidsAndCars.org, which is a nonprofit organization that looks into exactly that, as you could gather from their name. Well, this week before Congress, something new. Federal regulators are going to mandate all passenger cars must be equipped with rear-view cameras by 2014. That's not 2014. 2014. Of course, this is specifically designed to eliminate the injuries and deaths related to those statistics. You might be interested to know that this, the addition of these expected to be required rear-viewing cameras, will add an expected, on average, $180 in cost to each vehicle. It is expected that a portion of that cost, of course, will be passed on to the consumer in the ticket price of the finished vehicle. However, I don't know as of recording time. That was due in front of Congress this week, whether or not that ended up passing. It seemed like it had support from all the right places to get through. So I would expect that we'll be hearing a lot more about that in the near future. And you can expect to see these rear-viewing cameras. And, of course, that's optional. I'm sure you've probably seen it. Lots of vehicles do have them already. But they will become requirements. They'll be standard by 2014 if this legislation passes. Over at the Wall Street Journal, who I occasionally like to plagiarize for content, was an article they published this past week. It was called The Genetic Ripple Effect of Hardship. This is about the way that all types of stimuli impact our DNA. Stressful events, they say, and even drug use impact when it is that certain genes in DNA become activated. And long-lasting influences can result in significant biological changes that can be passed on to the next generation. Now, not all of our 20,000, give or take, genes that contain the information that tell cells what to do are called on to be active, or I guess, as they say, expressed at any one given time. But in a phenomenon known as epigenetics, environmental influences alter whether particular genes are activated. For example, one way that smoking appears to increase the risk for cancer is by deactivating a specific tumor suppression gene, which I did not know. I had no idea about that, or about epigenetics, until I read this article. If you're interested to find out more about how these types of things can impact your genetic makeup, and therefore your offspring, this article awaits you over at WSJ.com. It is available for free. You know, some of the content over there is not. But feel free to check that out. The Genetic Ripple Effect of Hardship, in particular, I thought. Very, very interesting information about the way that stress impacts you and your children. Heavily scientific data over there. An exhausting article to read through. You've been forewarned. Duh, bobbers, you have been forewarned. Now, I've got a couple more stories I want to get to before I talk about what's going on over the blogosphere. I'm also going to talk about some mobile apps that your kids might like before I read some little victories at the end of the program. But I do want to pause very quickly and thank our show sponsor, Gazelle.com. They've been with us for quite a little while. And I want to tell you about something new relating to our friends over at Gazelle.com. Because you may know, of course, there's some new gadgets coming out before you upgrade, like to a new iPhone, or maybe you've heard about iPad 3 on the way, or any other cool gadget. You can sell your used one to Gazelle for cash that you can use then for your upgrade. And Gazelle's simple and fast. Go over to Gazelle.com. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. Get a free offer for your gadget. They'll tell you what it's worth. You can ship your gadget right into them, and you get paid fast. Gazelle would love to buy your old iPhone, iPad, iPod, MacBook, whatever you're not using anymore. In fact, there's over 250,000 different types of items they'll buy from you. They accept incredible, incredible variety of gadgets, and everything worth more than $1 gets free shipping. Can't beat that. So, you know, just like, for example, when you drive a car off of a lot, the gadget loses value. Your gadgets, the longer you hold on to these things, the less that they're worth. Want to find out what yours is worth? We'll just take 1 minute, go over to Gazelle.com and find out. The sooner that you do, the more your gadget is worth. And that, my friends, is the truth. Especially if you're thinking, you know, with iPad 3 on the way, you cash in on that old iPad 2. They're offering such an incredible value on these things. You might have enough money, you end up getting your iPad 3 for next to nothing. You can't beat that. And you can't beat Gazelle.com. We thank them very much for their support. This program and others like it would not be possible without them. All right. Well, some more news. This one came out via the Huffington Post relating to the toxic chemical BPA. We've talked about this in the past here on Daddy on Board. You know, many states have banned the chemical BPA from being used in baby bottles, but are the alternatives really any safer? For example, the petroleum-based plasticizer, which is a BPA alternative, has now, through research, been linked to cancer, to attention deficit disorder, and asthma, just to name a few. So be wary that even labels now, which you see these being touted everywhere, that say BPA-free, even the labels of that do not really guarantee that you're getting a safer product whatsoever. I want to read something to you, a direct quote from Dr. Philip Landrigan, chairman of the Department of Preventative Medicine over at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. He says, "Under the current legislative situation in the United States, there is no assurance whatsoever that whatever comes along as a replacement is going to be any safer. We can't test chemicals properly until we have new legislation in this country." What he's referring to is the fact that there's over 80,000 different types of chemicals out there in the consumer market, and only the slightest percentage of them end up being really thoroughly tested for all, you know, all the potential links to any type of malady and everything else. Now, you may know that there is more aggressive legislation on this topic going on right now in Europe. This is a very hot topic over there. If you're interested to read up more on this subject, because obviously this is very, very important to a lot of people relating to the chemicals that our children are exposed to, I implore you to go and visit this piece that was over at HuffingtonPost.com. And I'm going to give you the exact title here in case you want to read it. A lot of scientific data awaits you, as well as some interesting insight into what's going on over in the European scene relating to these same issues with plastics. The article, "Toxic Chemical BPA Under Attack, But Alternatives May Not Be Safer," experts say. Indeed they do, as I paraphrased for you just a moment ago. This piece is by Lynn Peoples over at the Huffington Post, if you're interested to read some more. This was an interesting article that came out. Daniel Wagner of the Associated Press reported earlier this week that child support debt may cause some lower-income men to lose out due to a new policy aimed at reducing the cost to the government of mailing out paper checks to pay federal benefits. The Treasury Department will start paying benefits electronically, beginning today, actually, as I'm recording this. It's happening right this second. They're eliminating paper checks altogether. Now, how this relates to this, you may know that states can freeze the bank accounts of people who owe child support. A separate Treasury Department rule in place since last year, in a preliminary form anyway, guarantees them the power to freeze Social Security payments, disability payments, and veterans' benefits that have been deposited into those accounts. Once paper checks are eliminated, about 275,000 Americans could lose access to all of their income, advocates say. Most of the money that's being recouped in the name of child support, though, actually go to pay government fees and related charges. They do not actually go to the children of the men with child support debts, says some independent analysis. In fact, many of them, for many of these people that will be affected, their children are already fully grown. To clarify here, and as I read over this piece, the first thing I thought was, this is a really bizarre article about the way in which the government is going to really go after deadbeat dads. But as I read the piece in greater detail, and it was free of all that scientific data that I just can't get through, what I came to understand is they were really talking about whether it's people living with disability, people in really in lower income brackets, or in a really unique case, those who spent time in jail or prison and have since been released, but during the time that they were in, were unable to maintain their child support payments. And so this allows, because they're able to freeze the accounts, whether, you know, even if they're getting like veterans disability benefits, whatever type of income that they're getting, they're now able to freeze all of it. Even in those instances, as I said, where the children are now fully grown. And of course, the fact that the fees, the money being frozen at the state level really doesn't, in some instances, not all, of course, will not even reach the children, makes this a particularly prickly topic, because it would seem, at least based on what some of the independent advocates are saying about this, it's really a method of just the government recouping some old debt. I wanted to try and give a little bit greater context to that one in particular, because I'm sure, like me, it can at times be difficult to sympathize with what seems to be a measure to get the funds for children from deadbeat dads. And while obviously that will impact them as well, there's an entire other sect that are impacted in a very different way as it relates to their income and everything else. And obviously this is a very real thing, as I said, that today, at the beginning of March, this new method, I should say, is being enacted by the Treasury Department. So from the newsosphere, let us head over to the blogosphere. This was an interesting article I saw. A blog, if you will. Did you know that's short for a weblog? Did you know that? I read this over on mommybeta.com, where my trending show co-host Natalie served up some insight into a new book she's reading called Siblings Without Rivalry. What they talk about in this book, essentially, is that what they're putting forth is that resentment between siblings is perfectly normal. I know this to be true. That's because siblings are competing for both the resources and the affection or attention of their parents, who, until the new sibling comes along, really are the center of their universe. Now, they have someone else to contend with. The author of this particular book here, what is the author's name real quick? I should tell you this. There's two, Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. And I hope I've said your names right. Not that I think you're listening, but I hope that I said that right correctly. Anyway. So, the authors point out that suppressing your children's resentment only brings on more resentment. You know, they put forth this idea that, you have to love your brother, you have to love your sister, your family, stop your fighting, that sort of thing. By trying to suppress it using those fairly typical ways, it actually leads to more resentment. What you need to do is allow them to express it in a healthy way and then empathize with them, which reminds them that they do love this family member of theirs. They don't want to see them hurt. They just want their feelings to be acknowledged. And so it's very important. And that's something we've talked about in recent episodes of Daddy on Board, that it is oftentimes most beneficial when you can first start with a measure of empathy before attempting to rectify any situation or otherwise help correct course. If you're interested, I team up with Natalie from Mommy Beta, both the blog and the podcast. Every Sunday, she and I get together for the trending show. We talk about the hot trending topics from Google and Twitter every week. That's part of the Grizzly Productions network at large. It's one of the many fine programs where you can find me. This piece that I read, it was a fascinating piece, actually, an essay in the Wall Street Journal that was penned by Kate Stone Lombardi. It was entitled, "Who Are You Calling a Mama's Boy?" And it has more than sparked its share of discussion this week around the blogosphere. In this essay, the author laments what she believes to be outdated rhetoric about the bond between mother and son. She writes, "For generations, mothers have gotten one message, that keeping their sons close is wrong, possibly even dangerous. A mother who fosters a deep emotional bond with her son, we've been told, is setting up for him to be weak and effeminate, an archetypal mama's boy. He'll never be independent or able to form healthy adult relationships. She goes on to conclude, boys need and want a close connection with their mothers. This piece, which was overly long, is how I want to describe it to you, really sparked an enormous amount of discussion and everything else this week. And to me, upon even by the end of the first paragraph, and this was only reinforced to me by the time I got to the end of Kate's article, it really smacks of the kind of talk that is really about the smothering nature of a chronic overparenter. That's what I'm going to call them, a chronic overparenter. And as I was reading that, I was, you know, it's all I could think about was, you know, that's what it seems to be to me. And I was then pleasantly surprised to learn that the reaction from tons of other people was very much the same. There was hundreds and hundreds of comments from people saying the same thing about whether, you know, they're railing against parents that try to live vicariously through their children, from the dangers of overparenting, to, you know, just the idea that this is coming from someone who really offers no level of expertise. This is just someone kind of lashing out, I guess, about people's perception of her own relationship with her son. As at least one negative reviewer pointed out to the author, you're not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. You're not a sociologist. You have no peer-reviewed publications in this area of psychology. What you write is arrogant. And that was really the light stuff. That was the light and fluffies. So this article was derided for a number of reasons, and certainly I have derided it here on this podcast. And while I'm not attempting to discount all of the points, I think a lot of the broader points that she's drawing about what she thinks society's pressures are about the relationship between a mother and son are really her reflecting on what other people's perceptions of her personal relationship with her son has been. And to me, it reads more like something that belongs in a locked journal and not in the Wall Street Journal. If you have had a chance to review this piece over at WSJ.com, I'd like to know what you think about it. You can sound off, and I'll catch it as long as you at tweet the daddy on board. That's how I find stuff on the Twitter. You can also go over to our Facebook fan page if you want. We're on Google+ as well. So feel free to check in with us with your opinion on that or any of this week's stories over there. Now, in just a moment here, I'm going to tell you about some mobile apps your kids might enjoy. I'm also going to read your little victories. But before I do, I want to tell you about a great show sponsor of ours. Our friends over at Cobra Electronics, you can visit them online over at cobra.com, are makers of a vast array of ingenious gadgets, from radar detectors to GPS navigation. They do CB radios, all kinds of marine electronics, two-way radios, etc. They have got some incredible stuff over there, and one of them, which I happen to use quite frequently, is called the Cobra iRadar system. I want you to go over to Cobra.com. I want you to check out the Cobra iRadar system, and please watch the brief product demo video that they've put together that explains how this ingenious and award-winning radar, laser, and safety camera detection unit works. And while they may not come right out and say it in the video, I'll tell you from firsthand experience that it makes you a far safer and far more alert driver, because you become aware of all driving hazards around you at all times, and it simply, by virtue of making you that much more alert, makes you into a safer driver. This has been my own personal experience, and I like to take it on the road when I'm traveling by myself, because late at night, when I am weary and Starbucks is closed and can no longer give me espresso, I need something to keep me awake, and the Cobra iRadar yells at me at top volume when I push up the volume anyway, and it keeps me awake. They're also makers of the Cobra Tag system, which, if you happen to be a person who loses or misplaces their smartphone or keys frequently, this is ideal for you, or perhaps as a gift for someone who you might know has that problem. go over and check them out. They've got a really comprehensive website and some sneak peeks at new things from the laboratory of Dr. Mindbender over at cobra.com. This program and others like it would not be possible without their support, and I'm very thankful to our friends over at Cobra. I want to tell you about some mobile apps you might want to check out. One of them that my friends Clayton and Natalie have told me about, because their son Miles likes it quite a bit, is an app that is called, well, there's a couple, actually. There are a couple related ones that I'm going to tell you about. But in particular, the one that Miles likes is made by Tropisounds, and it is a mobile app. If you want to look it up, there are a lot of them with very similar names. I'm just telling you this in advance in the App Store. There are a lot of them called Wood Puzzle. You're gonna see five or six pop up if you put that in. In particular, the one that seems to capture the attention of young children best of all is Wood Puzzle First Years. There's a version optimized for iPads that's just $1.99, which is mostly shapes and colors, and it kind of replicates as virtually as you can the experience of playing with wooden blocks. So if your kid likes any type of wooden shape puzzle, or like those Melissa and Doug puzzles that are out there, things like that, you might at least want to take a look and see if this is something for you. And there are some variants as well. There's even an Easter edition, but in particular, like I said, you might be surprised how many things called Wood Puzzle pop up. Look for the ones by Tropisounds. Those come highly recommended from some very dear friends of mine. And they know what they're talking about when it comes to them mobile apps. A Dub Bobber. Oh, and this is a very cute photo that you've included of your young one here. Is your name Jiko? Jiko Markov? Did I say it correctly? If I got it wrong, I'm sorry. But that's a very cute little one that you have a photo of there. Sent along this recommendation for a mobile app that you can get called Animal Sounds. This one's available over in the App Store as well. Now, this one is free. And basically, it's exactly what you think. You're going to see photos of animals, and you can touch them, and then it's going to make the animal sounds. There's 50 different animals to pick from. There's something very similar to this, somewhat similar, I should say, that my own son really enjoys, and I'm pretty sure we found this in the App Store as well, called I Hear You, E-W-E, like the animal you, not Y-O-U. And not only does it include a bunch of animal sounds, but it also includes like emergency vehicles and airplanes and boats and things like that, which my son likes a whole lot. He likes all of those kinds of things. So whether or not that one's free, I don't remember. We got that one a long time ago for him. But when we need to make sounds, we use I Hear You. But this one also looks excellent, this one that was sent in to us here. It's just called Animal Sounds, and it's by Innovative Mobile Apps, in case more than one were to pop up in your search results there. And it's free, best of all. Can't beat that. So, there was, I think this is really recent here. I'm not entirely sure, but I think this was really recent. A bundle of 10 classic arcade games came out for iPad and also for iPhone and iPod Touch. In case you're thinking, how do I get my kid hooked on 80s video games that are probably best remembered in your memory as opposed to being experienced again now? You can get this 10-game pack for just 99 cents, which is a heck of a discount. A heck of a value is what I should say there. They can play Joust, I think these are all Midway games, by the way. Joust, Defender, Rampage, which is like the greatest thing ever, right? Where the movie monsters climb up the buildings and eat people. Spy Hunter, which was a favorite of mine. Arch Rivals, Root Beer Tapper. And then some kind of like sort of classic interactive type stuff. Like there's an air hockey thing. There's a skee ball sort of game you can play. And there are also some extra in-app purchases for these 99-cent expansion packages. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because you may want to look into a little something called the Adventure Game Pack, which includes Gauntlet. Do you remember Gauntlet? It was the best thing ever. You play as the warrior or the elf or the wizard or the Valkyrie. Also, Gauntlet 2 is in there, Wizard of War. There's another expansion pack, too. The Action Game Pack comes with Total Carnage and some other games as well. So if you want to check them out, amazing to me that you can get these for 99 cents. Although, when you recall what the graphics for Defender are like, you're like, maybe that is the right price. I don't know. But that is available for you now. So work on getting your kids hooked on Gauntlet, if nothing else. This elf needs food badly. So thanks for sending that in. And a couple of our listeners here sent us the same thing. Actually, both Terry Keller and Nick Oleson recommended Temple Run. And if you've not seen it, this is available for Apple devices and for Android as well. And I'm fairly certain that somewhere I read this. This is like it's an infinite game. Like if you're really, really good at it, you could play it indefinitely. It's just a running game where you're, you know, escaping from this, like, I think it's like a pack of wild monkeys that chase you through this, you know, crazy Indiana Jones-esque landscape. And apart from, like, I don't know, you jump over some gaps and slide under some other things and you collect coins as you're running around. There's not a lot to do, but it is very, very addictive. So be forewarned about that. And kids love it. Grown-ups love it. And like I said, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that it's infinite. So if you get really good at it, maybe there's a Guinness Book of World Records in this for you somewhere. You get your name in the big book. So thanks for sending that in, both Nick and Terry. Also, Charles Wagoner, obviously a long-lost relative of Lyle, played Steve Trevor in the Linda Carter Wonder Woman series, wrote to us. He likes the app Nighty Night. His 2-year-old son wants to play it every night before bed. It's a great interactive bedtime story. Now, I did not know Nighty Night. You can find Nighty Night !HD if you search for it that way in the App Store. It's by Shapes, Minds, and Moving Images. And it is $1.99, by the way. From what I don't have this one. It was unfamiliar to me. I've seen some critiques of this that said that they thought it was kind of a shallow app. However, from what I've seen of it, like the graphics and animation look like they're beautiful. And it looks to me like exactly the kind of thing that young children would really, really love. There seem to be some polarizing reviews in the iTunes store about this one. So check it out for yourself, if you don't mind dumping $1.99 on an app. I know in the day and age of 99-cent apps, especially when they include Joust and Rampage, a $1.99 purchase is a lot. That's a lot to expect from somebody. So thanks, one and all, for sending in your mobile apps. If you have any that you'd like to submit to us, you can tweet them out to us at The Daddy on Board or drop them off on our Facebook fan page or over on Google+. And I round them up every couple of episodes and deliver them to you when I have enough to fill a segment here on Daddy on Board. Now, before we get over to the little victories, I have one last show sponsor I'd like to tell you about. Our friends over at PowerMat.com have got wireless charging solutions for your wireless devices. Now, during the week, I was asked this about where can you get PowerMat stuff, if not directly through PowerMat.com. And a lot of major retailers have them. Not only can you get them over at Amazon.com, but you can find them in Best Buy stores, Target stores, T-Mobile, and even some Walmarts and Office Maxes. So those are great places to look if you are interested in getting one of the many, many wireless charging solutions from our friends over at PowerMat.com. As you've heard me say, they're especially great for international travel because they never, in order to charge your wireless devices, I should say, you never have to worry about taking an adapter or finding an adapter for the different size sockets that you'll come across when you travel internationally. Also, our friends over at PowerMat.com are taking part in the Mobile World Congress. It actually concludes today over in Spain. And I think one of the relatively new innovations that has just kind of come out of there, I think just in the last day or two, they may have announced their wireless charging card. So I'm going to bring you some more information about that, probably on a subsequent Daddy on Board about that. But if you're going to look into any of their items in particular, the dual 1850 backup battery that allows you to wirelessly charge multiple devices at the same time is ideal. It's ideal as a gift. It's ideal for you when you travel. Check it out. Go over and see. I guarantee you they've got a charging solution for you when you visit our friends over at PowerMat Technologies. You can find them online at PowerMat.com. Last but not least is the segment of the show that has come to be known as Little Victories. And I would like there in that brief pause, we're going to need some other music or something to come in here, because we're also going to introduce Little Failures. This one has been added this week by me. I got a tweet from Hort4CY, who wrote to me, "Driving to dance class in a snowstorm, hashtag Little Failure." That's why we needed that alternate. It really isn't a little victory. I couldn't call it that because you used hashtag little failure, you see. You forced my hand. We did get some little victories, and a couple that I called that I really liked were these. Unix Steven, nobody uses Unix anymore, Steven, come on, writes, "My 3-year-old daughter now washes her hands all by herself and gets herself dressed. That is more than a little victory. We need a different post-production sound and music here, Jim. That's a major victory. So we had a little failure and now a major victory. Thank you for sending that in to us, Stephen, by the way. And last but not least here under Little Victories, and this one is a true little victory, from the Mad Turtle, who writes, "My son is the Mac Daddy of the babysitting room at the Y. He had three girls drawing for him and sent the photo along. Thank you very much for that." Well done. Well played, the Mad Turtle. You can send your little victories to me on Twitter. I'm at TheDaddyOnBoard. You can also follow me. I'm not only there, but you can follow me. I'm at Mike Quackenbush. If you're so possessed, you can come out and see me. When I'm wrestling under the Chikara banner, you can be certain that the program that will be delivered to you is meant for the entire family. You never have to worry about that type of content, nor do you have to worry about having your intelligence insulted when you come and see the gang over at Chikara. We are making wrestling fun all over again, and in the month of March, we'll be playing the Greater Toronto Area toward the end of the month. On Saturday, March 24th, if memory serves, on Sunday, March 25th, we have a matinee in the nation's capital of Ottawa. Please come out and see me. Come see me and say hello, loyal Dob Bobbers. I love to see you in person. And then be back here next week. Of course, in between, I'll be on The Trending Show and the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. And then next Friday back here for Daddy on Board. I think I will call it 79. Till then, adios.